I'm here with Anthony Hewitson of Sellafield Sites, formerly British Nuclear Fuels, who's just become a full member of the IDE. So, Anthony, what attracted you to the IDE in the first place?
Well, I've been involved with decommissioning and demolition on the periphery for quite a number of years, and it was like being out in the cold and dark, so I needed to find people who could pass information to me to be able to develop my skills at the job I did.
Okay, and in terms of the qualification, I mean, obviously, you're used to dealing with the nuclear industry. I guess that's got some fairly rigorous demands on it. How did you find the exams and everything that goes with the IDE?
Because of the work I'd done and the safety background from the nuclear industry, the exams were fairly easy. What I found hard about them was the amount of script writing that I had to do in the 3 hours. Being quite a number of years out of full-time education, I found the writing quite difficult.
Okay, but I mean, in terms of IDE membership, would you recommend it to others?
Well, certainly. It takes probably 12 months to get to know the people and who are good speakers and who can pass information that's of use to us, but over the number of years that I've been an associate member, it's been very useful to me, especially coming to seminars and roadshows and things like that.
Now, we've just come out of the latest of the seminars, the IDE roadshow. What do you personally get out of this sort of event?
Apart from the general presentations, which are the most part interesting to me, and I can say back to our company and pass the information on, it's the contact with demolition engineers and the problems that they're facing, that we can then tailor our contract strategy to adapt the demolition style into our company.
That's fantastic. Thanks ever so much for your time.
Thank you.